My name is John Morrison. I'm the Executive Director of the Mental Health Trust Land Office. First, I'd like to thank everyone in the community that came out yesterday evening to our informational session. We appreciate your time and the hospitality at the Sons of Norway Hall. We look forward to working with the community to address its mental health needs as well as explore multiple opportunities to produce revenue for the trust. A little bit about who we are. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority is an organization charged with ensuring a comprehensive mental health program for the state of Alaska, and the Land Office is charged with managing its land base to produce revenue to support those programs. The Alaska Mental Health Trust funds programs for mental illness, developmental disabilities, chronic alcoholism and other substance-related disorders, Alzheimer's disease and related dementia, and traumatic brain injuries. Some of the concerns we heard from the community last night involved landslides and safety issues, as well as some community issues related to view sheds. And we do want to assure everyone that we take those considerations to heart and do hear the concerns of the community. In Southeast Alaska alone, the trust programs recently and the trust funding has benefited Southeast and Petersburg specifically in the form of a $100,000 capital grant to the Petersburg Mental Health Services, as well as $10 million in overall funding to assist with the state's Medicaid reform administrative costs. In addition, $3 million in grants has been distributed in Southeast Alaska since 2013. In order to support these vital mental health services for the most vulnerable Alaskans, the trust needs to continue to create revenue, and it does this through its land and resources. This effort is managed by the professionals at the Trust Land Office. Things we heard about our land exchange legislation last night, some questions and clarifications are this is still our preferred option. We have been working for over a decade to facilitate this land exchange, and the recent legislation is what will move that process forward in the most expedient manner. The legislation still has a good chance of passing. Senator Murkowski has noted it is one of her top priorities, as well as indicated that its passage is likely in the lame duck session. Strong testimony on the legislation was heard before the Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources recently, and there is a proven path forward for the passage. So we do encourage everyone to contact their congressional delegation to express support for this exchange. Some concerns about the potential land sale that we'd like to clarify. First, the land sale would only be an option if the land exchange legislation were not to pass and the land exchange didn't occur. In August, the board weighed concerns and considered moving forward with the land sale option in the event the exchange didn't occur. More recently, the board reconsidered that decision at the Resource Management Committee and recommended a further reconsideration by the full board on November 17th. This reconsideration means that they could either concur, modify, or rescind their previous decision. If a sale were to move forward, it is yet to be defined and has not been planned. The TLO will consider methodology and intensity and location of any potential cuts, and there is a likelihood that the majority of the cut would be a selective helicopter harvest. In addition, there is a significant and robust public process that will occur between now and any potential cut, whereby the public will have multiple opportunities for further input. If people have questions, you may visit the Alaska Mental Health Trust website at mhtrust.org or the Trust Land Office website at mhtrustland.org. As a reminder, on November 17th, the board will meet to reconsider their decision on the potential timber sales, and the public can provide comment during that meeting. It is teleconferenced, and comments may either be made in person, on the phone, or previously delivered to the board on the website.